times is that the enormous availability of all kinds of books and svarim, I mean, really anybody who wants to know anything about Yiddishkeit has his choice. You only have to go into a svarim store and you see the wealth of material that is available. Now, I want to be ma'ira that in that blessing there also lie some very, very serious dangers, I think. And I've never heard this from an Adam Godel or something. I'm just sharing with you my own opinion in this. Because with the proliferation of these books and the availability of these books, so if there's a little tiny slip in the way we translate terms, and therefore a conveyor in the minds of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, right, that this is such and such and such, when in fact it may not be, and I'll explain that in a moment. So the very availability, and really the very, very wonderful availability of all these books and things becomes a danger, because it may cause a misunderstanding and just a wrong way of looking at things. And specifically, I'm thinking of Pesach. We go to shul on night of the first Seder, we don't, Shvadosh Regolem. So we're talking about Pesach, and we're calling Pesach Chag HaMatzos, and we're identifying it as the Zman Cheruseinu. Now, I think that, there's a popular translations probably have something like this: this day of the festival of Matzahs, Chag HaMatzos, so it's the festival of Chag is a festival, so the festival of Matzahs, the time of our freedom, Cherus, everybody knows that Cherus is freedom, and so Pesach is the festival of Matzahs, and it's the time of our freedom. Now, is it? Is it the festival of Matzahs, and is it the time of our freedom? Well, yes and no. That depends very, very much what we mean by those terms. And I want to analyze those terms a little bit in this shiur today, so that we know that if we translate it like that, or if we offer such a translation to people who depend on the translation in order to form any kind of opinion about what Pesach is all about, there's, I think, some serious, serious misunderstandings over here. Chag HaMatzos, Zman Cheruseinu. Let's analyze. First of all, Chag HaMatzos. Now, what does that mean? It's the festival of Matzos. Everybody knows that there's a mitzvah on the first night of Pesach to eat a kreis of matzah. That's a mitzvah, I say, d'oraisa. And the rest of Pesach, you don't have to look at a piece of matzah. There's absolutely no reason ever to even look at a piece of matzah the rest of Pesach. Why would you call the whole Yontov a Chag HaMatzos? That's a very serious question. Why is the fifth day of Chol HaMoed or the fourth day of Chol HaMoed by us? Why is it a Chag HaMatzos? What's it going to do with matzahs? See, even by Sukkos, where we also call it Chag HaSukkos, although if you don't want to eat the Sudas Keva, you don't have to eat in the Sukkah for the rest of Yontem, but you do have to sleep in the Sukkah. And on Shabbos, Lemoshel, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Shabbos, you're going to have to eat in the Sukkah, because you have to have a kviyas of Suda, and then maybe you're going to have to eat it in the Sukkah. But even that you don't have on Pesach, because although on Pesach, obviously, on Shabbos also you have to be kveya, so you need matzah, but you could use matzah ashira, with which you're not yotzer the mitzvah. So when we're talking about Chag HaMatzos, matzah zu sho'ono oichlem al shum mo, is because of the lahispik b'tzekes avasein al hachmetz, we all know what all that is. But that does not have any application the rest of Yantav, after the first night. So we all know that there's a shitter of the gon, that there is a mitzvah, that you don't have to do it, but there's a mitzvah involved. What exactly is going on? Why call it a chakam matzahs when you don't have to eat matzahs? What exactly is matzah? Now that gets lost in translation. If you call it the festival of matzahs, what is that supposed to mean? Now, let's try and understand it. What is taka, the significance of matzah? That's a question that we ought to ask ourselves. Is matzah simply a chometzless kind of bread? And since we're not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach, so therefore if we want to eat bread, we'll have to eat matzah. And the only claim to fame which matzah has is that it's not chometz. Or is there a positive value in matzahs? Is matzahs something positive? Not only that it's not chometz, but that it is matzahs. So it's a whole big sugya. But the emes is that if we look in the Maral a little bit and in the Chazal with which he deals, so we find out that matzah is very, very much more than a kind of bread which is not chometz. Matzah has its own value. Thinking of the Maral talks about over there in Shmatim as Hamatzahs. So Rashi brings, Chazal said, you don't have to read the Shmatim as Hamatzahs or the Shmatim as Hamitzvahs. Mitzvah boliyotcho, al tachmitzeno, do it right away. So the Maral has problems with this Rashi. Like, why should Rashi bring this Chazal that Chazal say that there's a remes that you don't have to read Shmatim as Hamatzahs, you can read Shmatim as Hamitzvahs. So normally Rashi doesn't bring Chazal unless they have some kind of something to elucidate in the text. I mean, if Rashi would want to bring Chazal, he could write a Medrash Rabbah. But that's not what Rashi is doing. Rashi is writing a Perush on Chumash. So tendency certainly seems to be that Rashi only brings such Chazal as can help us understand the words and the implications of what the pasuk is saying. So, is there anything really connected with the Shmatim as Hamitzvos, Mitzvos Haboliyotcha Al Tachmitzena, and the Shmatim as Hamatzos? The Maral says yes, absolutely, absolutely. There is a kesher. And Rashi had to bring that Chazal, because Rashi had to bring that Chazal in order to be mavlid what exactly is being said over here. He says, what is the Indian of matzah? What is this business that, on the first night we have to eat the matzah, so mimele, why matzah zushon ha'ashtem al-shamo al-shem shlohishvik al-sekhazavaseinu. We all know the story. We had to rush out of Mitzrayim. There was no time to bake to let it become chometz, so we ate matzahs. What's the pshat in that? We had an event. What's the event? The constituent parts of that event. The constituent parts of that event is that the Egyptians drove us out, and therefore we had to get out in a hurry. There was no question of dilly-dallying around. We had to get out fast. And if you get out fast, there's no time to have it make chometz, and so it became matzah. But which is the chicken and which is the egg? Is the pshat is that be'etzem would have been nice if we would have had a chance to make some nice sandwiches and with nice chometz, but but there wasn't time. They drove us out, knew us on the ton, so we ate matzahs. Or is the pshat that the Rebbeinu Shlom, who is a Koil Yochel, especially in Yetzias Mitzrayim, where he could have set up things exactly the way he wants, so why did the Rebbeinu Shlom have to make it that we rush out of Mitzrayim, thus that we do not have time to have chametz? And Teretz is because he wanted us to eat matzahs. In other words, there is something about matzahs that he wanted us to eat, and therefore it happened that the Egyptians drove us out. Which is the chicken, which is the egg? Which is the cause, which is the effect? Did the Egyptians drive us out, and therefore, as a side issue, all we had to eat was matzahs? Or the Rebbeinu Shlom wants our Pesach to be a matzah festival, And Mimela, he arranged it so that the Egyptians should drive us out, and Mimela, they had to eat matzah. Maral says like this, we know that on Pesach, the Rebbeinu Shleilem, Kviyochel, personally, was involved in a very, very different way than any other time. Ani v'loi malach, ani v'loi sorov, ani v'loi hashaliach, ani hu, we stress in the Haggadah, ani, 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 ani. The Rebbeinu Shleilem is personally involved in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, shir like this is not the place to go into all the protim of that, but the fact is that we are told in very, very unambiguous terms that the Rebbeinu Shleilem is very, very much a presence on Pesach, more so than in another year. Zog der Maral, when the Rebbeinu Shalom is present, and when the Rebbeinu Shalom Kviyochel is doing things and pulling the strings, the Rebbeinu Shalom is lemailo min hazman. The Rebbeinu Shalom does not function within time. And therefore, whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom does is timeless. It does not take place in time. We are humans, and we live in a physical world, and part of the physicality of a physical world is that there is time, and therefore whatever we do happens in time. Now, if we want to be godly on Pesach, if we want to be godlike on Pesach, because the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlalom made sure that he personally, Kviyochel, should be there pulling the strings by Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we always want to try Mahu Afato, Mahu Afato. Can we emulate the Rebbeinu Shleilem's timelessness? The answer is yes and no. The nearest we can get to that, we can get to it in a little kind of way, certainly not to be timeless, because we live in a physical world. But it's enough to be fast. When we do something very, 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 very quickly, when we do something very, very, very quickly, so then we're getting as close to the Rebbeinu Shalom's timelessness as it's possible for a human being to get. That is matzah. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, Ushmatem es hamatzos. So Rashi brings over there the Gemara, that if you're baking bread, we don't bake on Pesach, I don't think. But if you're baking and you see that the dough is becoming chometz, you're supposed to pour cold water over it to make sure it shouldn't become chometz. Frag the Maral, what's so terrible if it becomes chometz? You can burn it right away. So you burn it and you burn it. So what's the problem if it becomes chometz? Zedman, that no, you mustn't let matzah become chometz on Pesach. Why? Because matzah is a value in itself. What is matzah? Matzah is kviyochel God bread. It's the kind of bread which carries the mark of godliness in it. How does it carry the mark of godliness in it? By having to involve enormous speed in the manufacture of the matzah. So therefore, there is a remez in matzah, just as there is in mitzvah. And that is why Rashi brings it. Rashi says you have to understand that it's no coincidence by the Rebbeinu Shalom Cheshbonus that this matzahs and mitzvahs are interchangeable. You don't have nekudas in the Torah, so you can read it. Shmatim es hamatzahs, you can read it shmatim es hamitzvahs. Now obviously the context requires shmatim es hamatzahs, and that is our Messiah, of course. And if somebody's going to read, the Baal Koyer is going to read the shmatim es hamitzvahs, it won't be Yitzah. But it belongs here. In other words, what the Rashi is bringing is that you know why there's a hakpoda that shmatim es hamatzahs? Because shmatim es hamatzos, matzos share the nature of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs also al tach mitzvahs. What does it mean? How does a mitzvah become chometz? So I checked out an encyclopedia. What does leaven do? Leavening the bread. So leavening the bread, I guess, makes all these air holes in the bread, and therefore it becomes soft and light. That is what leaven does, as I said in the encyclopedia. You make the bread soft and light. A mitzvah is not supposed to be soft and light. A mitzvah is a hard command. do. No excuses, no pushing off. Al tach mitzeno. This is an order from the Rabbi Nishonam. Jump. That is what a mitzvah is. Don't let it be light, don't let it be soft. That is ushmatim as a matzahs. Matzahs and mitzvahs share ki'ilu one fate in this pasuk. And that is why Rashi, even though Rashi would not normally bring a chazal, which is interesting but has nothing to do with the pasuk be'etzem, so fakad, that what Rashi brings the chazal, ushmatim as a mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are boliotcha al tach mitzeno. That itself makes it necessary to bring that chazal into this pasuk, so that we understand the hakpoda of ushmatim as a matzos. Why am I mechuyev to be shomer the matzos? Let it become chumas. I burn it 1, 2, 3 in shalom al yisrael. There won't be any problems. Teretz says no. The Torah says on Pesach you must not bake chometz. You have to bake matzah. Even though mitzvah the isurim of chometz, you can get past it because you can burn it right away. But that's not the reason. The reason is because chometz is inimical to Pesach. Chometz is poison for Pesach, and that's why it's the chag ha-matzahs. Matzahs, bread. Bread is always the center point of the suda. Halacha, that is why we don't make brochas when we wash for eating. So we wash, we make mitzi. So everything else is tofel to the bread, because the ikka su'uda is the bread. So mimela, Pesach is the yontav where our sudas center around God bread. Nothing to do with mitzvahs. It may not be a mitzvah at all to eat matzah. Let's guess whatever the gon means, and whether we all like the gon, we don't like the gon, it doesn't make a difference. Pesach is the chag ha-matzahs. It's when you sit down to eat a meal in the normal kind of way, namely that your meal is centered upon the bread. That bread has to be matzahs. You know why? Matzahs and mitzvahs share in godliness. They share in the speed and the zrizas with which you have to approach the mitzvah and the making of that bread. So really, every time we sit on Chol HaMoed, and we sit down for lunch, and we wash, and we want to have some matzah and echves, whatever it is, what we're doing is we're touching most enormous madregas, really, which are demanded on us on Pesach. Pesach is a time when every single moment has to be focused ki'ilu mamish on the Rebbein Nisham, and we are allowed to share in that, let's call it lowercase godliness, right? And be like the Rebbein Nisham, zrizim magdimim. It's a mayurdik zaka, not because of the middah of zrizas, but because of the absence of physicality. And the more physicality is absent, the more godliness can make its entry into our lives. Pesach is a meiridike, meiridike yontif, and that does not come across by calling it the Feast of Matzahs, because the MS is, any kid who's awake is going to ask later on, he comes home from shul, he says, "Dad, yeah, what kind of feast of matzahs is it? There's no mitzvah after the first night to eat matzahs. So why call the whole yontif?" Tell it this, because the whole yontif is the yontif of Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim Keilu, and Yetzias Mitzrayim needs matzahs, because it needs as close to timelessness as we can get. Okay, so it's a chag ha-matzahs, Zman Cheiruseinu. Now that is very, very, very interesting, this Cheiruseinu business, because you have to know that the word Cheirus is, I think, I'm not a linguist, but as far as I know, it's an Aramaic word, not a Hebrew word. It does not occur in the Torah af pam. The word Cheirus does never occur in Tanakh, really. It doesn't occur except in a certain context, in which I'll explain in a moment. So it doesn't really occur, Cheirus. So it's very funny. Yeah, it says by the Lashonis of the Geula, Vaitseisi, Vitzalti, V'go'alti, V'lokachti. Use Geula, Zman Geula, Seinu. You don't want to use geula. The two other lashonas, which mean freedom. What do we say? Zman cheirus saying the time of our freedom. That is not what cheirus means. When the Torah wants to say freedom, it uses either chafshi. The Eved says lo etse chafshi. Chafshi means free, and deraya means free. The word cheirus doesn't appear anywhere in Tanakh. So why use it over here? Now we use it in davening also. Vayotzes Am Yisrael mitoicham lecheirus oilam. Lecheirus oilam. You know what? If we're talking about like on Seder night, we shep nachas from all our children. And you know, even by the Rosh Vayikoytam Vayishtachavu, it's alles nicht dass er poshet. But what is? We have nachas from our children. Baruch Hashem, Yiddishe Kinder, was kann sein schenen. Yeah, but we don't want to be put on the spot by our children if we don't know an answer to their question. We'd rather be able to answer their questions. So what if we're zocher to have a little chocham in the family, and on the way home from shul, he says, Tati, I don't understand. I don't understand. Because he remembers from last year the Havdolah. Hoshata avde leshon habo b'nei chorin. This year we are avodim. So I understand. We said Zman Chayr was saying that just now, so we have b'nei chorin. So what are you telling me we are avodim? There's a stira between the agoda and the davening. And the davening we say it's a Zman Chayr Hoseinu, we're free. And in the Haggadah we say, Hoshata avde, leshon habo b'nei chorin. Right now we're not b'nei chorin. So we are avodim. So what are we going to answer the kid? So I'm afraid that most of us will sort of hum and haw and say something. But I'm suggesting that the translation is inadequate. Chayrus does not mean freedom. Or, at the very least, it does not necessarily at all mean freedom in this context, even if it's sometimes used to mean freedom. Let's ask ourselves, what happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim? So when the Rabbeinu Shem took us out of Mitzrayim, I'll tell you what happened. What happened was that beautiful pasuk at the Bechor Kaisai, when you know Bechor Kaisai has two sections, first what happens if we're good and then what happens if we're bad. So it happens when you are good, it ends like this, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Asher Hotzeisi Aschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mihiyos Lohem Avodim, Vo Eshbo Motos Ulchem, Vo Eilech Eschem Koim Miyos. I took you out of Mitzrayim. This, by the way, is the grand finale in the Torah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the whole of Sefer Vayikra was sort of a hemshach of Shemois. They put up the Mishkan, and Onan was in the Mishkan, and so Mimele they had to learn the Hilchos of Kabonos, Teiras Koyanim. Teiras Koyanim is like a Hashlomo to Sefer Shemois. Bamidbar is going to start a new Sefer. Yetzias Mitzrayim is finished. So this is the last pasuk that deals with Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what is it saying? It's saying that Yetzias Mitzrayim allowed us to be Koimamiyos. Zogt Rashi, Koimamiyos, Bekoimos Zekufo. It allowed us to stand upright. Zog betagum, v'dabris yosachon b'cheirusa. B'cheirusa is the tagum. It's true that the tagum also uses it for choshi and for draya, but he uses it over here in koimemiyos, and we'll see in a moment that the emissar taich of cheirus is probably royalty, is probably kingliness. You boilef eschem koimemiyos, zogt Rashi bekoimo zekufa. We all know that koimo zekufa is the hallmark of kingship. And memela, that is what cheirusa means. Why do I say that? That is probably the vipshat. Tell you, because I said before, the word cheirus doesn't come in Tanakh. So doesn't come in Tanakh. That's true, it doesn't come in Tanakh. But there is a lashon, and maybe two lashonas, where it does come in Tanakh. And that is that in Nehemia, Sefer Nehemia, where you have a lot of stuff in Aramaic, and you have constantly the reckoning up of all the aristocrats in the government. Vo'ere, vo'okum, vo'oma el ha'chorim, ve'el ha'segonim, ve'el yesohom. So various levels of aristocracy, and one of them is called Chogim. That's in Perek Dalet, Posuk Ches. Later on, you have it again in Posuk Yud Gimel. Vo'ayma el ha'chorim ve'el ha'segonim ve'el yesohom. So Chogim are princes. Chogim are an aristocracy, and that is what Chayrus means. The Meturgeman, very very interestingly, where he discusses Chur Chesvov Reish, which is the Shoresh of Chogim. So he says like this. Just read it to you. It's very interesting. L'shevuyim d'roya l'dishvan or d'shvan, I can't read it, cheru. Okay, so d'roya, we said before, the Targum is cherus. V'yesh oimrim ki min ze sali chori. We remember the baker in Yosef's dream. So he had this bread in sali chori. So the Meturgeman says that what is sali chori? Pirush salin shenose'im Bohen lechem hasorim. It's where the bread of the aristocracy is carried. They made very, very fancy bread for the aristocracy, for the sorim. And the emes is, when we think about it, that is what Rashi says in Yisrael over there. V'atem tiyulim amlechas kohanim v'goy kodosh. So what does it mean, amlechas kohanim v'goy kodosh? Rashi says, "Bamlechas Kohanim" means sorim. So it means sorim. So if it means sorim, so that is what the Rebbein Shem wanted us to be. So by Metzias Mitzrayim, you know what we became? We became sorim. We became people who walk b'koyma zekufa. We became people who can be described as chorim, and that is chayrus. That is. Where Chayrus appears in Tanakh, in the Nehemiah, where anywhere you have a lot of Aramaic there, so the princes are called Chorim. That is the Shoresh from which Chayrus is built. And by the way, I don't have it over here, but the Targum by Saleh Chori, Taka says Chayru. So he's learning like the Meturgeman says, that the Saleh Chori are baskets in which royal bread was carried. Now, the emes is, we come now over here to an extremely, extremely important yesod. And it seems to me that that's yesod is not necessarily, I think it's a linguistic chiddush. It doesn't have to be dafke in Lashon HaKodesh. You have the same thing in Moshe, Habdil Elif Abdolos. I know that Lashon HaKodesh in English has very, very little shaykhus. And Lashon HaKodesh is Lashon HaKodesh with all the mashmos of that. So don't hold this against me. But the same psychological, one might say, transference you see in both places. Let me illustrate that to you. The history of words in English is very, in any language, is of course very, very interesting. So in one of the books that deals with this subject, so I read up the following. That, for example, when somebody is polite and he acts in a nice way, so we call him courteous. He's a courteous person. Like polite. Where does that word come from? It comes like this. That originally, kings lived in palaces, and when they had a big reception, then people came, so they called it, the king was holding court. So ultimately, that developed into calling people who had to work in the palace, they called them courtiers. Now, people thought that courtiers who function in the palace are polite people, because in the palace you've got to be polite because you're dealing with the king. Oh, so they started saying, these courtiers are acting like courtiers. They act courteously. And so in Mele, it came into the language that when you act in a certain way, which is presumed to be the way that courtiers act, you act courteously. What has happened? You took the noun courtier and made an adverb out of it, the way you act, and it became the courtier is used for courteous. Now, let's go back to Feruso. We're interested in Lashon HaKodesh, it's not in English. I just wanted to give a marshal of that. But the emphasis is that you find that very similar mahalach in Lashon HaKodesh. Because, let's ask ourselves, Ba'olav Eshrem Koimemius, the Rabbi Hashem brought us out of Mitzrayim Koimemius. So, Zot Rashi, what does it mean, Koimemius? The Koimus Kufa. So, that's Koimemius. So, Rabbi Hashem took us out the Koimus Kufa. Now, let me ask you. So, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, did everybody walk around the Koimus Kufa? That he made him very, very sure to stand up very, very, very straight? Mistavanot, because the Gemara says, that's a Gemara in Brachos, that Mem Gimel Omid Beis. It says like this: Va'al Yehalech Bekoimah Zekufa. You're not allowed to walk Bekoimah Zekufa. Do Omama Hamahalech Bekoimah Zekufa Afilu Abba Amos Kiilu Doichek Ragle Shchina. The Siv Meloy Kol Oretz Kevaida. Now, if it says Meloy Kol Oretz Kevaida, so we certainly know. By Matan Torah, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, if Meloy Kol Haaretz Kevaida, so there in the Midbar, certainly Meloy Kol Haaretz Kevaida. So zicher, nobody walked Bekoimah Zekufa. So what does it say over there? That I took you out, Bekoimah Zekufa. What does it mean? So the Teretz is that it's the same, the word is, you see, that Koimah Zekufa became a way of acting, of a way of feeling. You know, you didn't have to stand Bekoimah Zekufa. You didn't have to stand Bekoimah Zekufa in order to be Bekoimah Zekufa. Ba'olich Hashem Koimemius, I took you out Bekoimah Zekufa, means that your attitude to life, you can face life with, as a person would face life, who is Bekoimah Zekufa. But he won't stand Bekoimah Zekufa, because he doesn't want to be Doifek Raglei Hashchina. So the way that a person is supposed to feel, we assume that a person who stands Bekoimah Zekufa feels Bekoimah Zekufa. So now we can say that you're Bekoimah Zekufa even if you don't stand Bekoimah Zekufa, because you have that attitude towards life. And I want to quote to you the Teres Kainan, when Rashi says over there in Bechukosai that V'oilech Eschem Koimem Mios, so Rashi says Bekoimah Zekufa, so Rav Shavel over there in his thing that brings the Mokka is in Teres Kainan. So I checked out in the Teres Kainan, what does it say over there? It says Dova Acha V'oilech Eschem Koimem Mios Bekoimah Zekufa V'loy Yiyu Yireyem B'chol Beriyah. They went out Bekoimah Zekufa without the need to be afraid of anybody. Without the need to be afraid of anybody. That is what Koimah Zekufa means over there. It doesn't mean that they stood Bekoimah Zekufa, because you're Doifek Rak Le'ashvina. And it says Meloy Chol Haaretz Kevaida. So it doesn't mean that they actually stood Bekoimah Zekufa. But they went out Bekoimah Zekufa with the attitude of Bekoimah Zekufa. And the funny thing is that that's mefurish in the Gemara. That's an unbelievable Gemara. It's the Gemara in Shabbos that Kuftes on with Aleph. Gemara says like this: Tanya, of all things what the Gemara is talking about over there is about Negelwasser. You're supposed to take Negelwasser in the morning, you're supposed to wash your hands. And the sugi over there is, you're not supposed to touch your eyes, you're not supposed to touch your ears, you're not supposed to touch your nose, without washing negelwasser. So Tanya Rab Nosson Oimer, was scheuren hizu umakpedes, ad shiyechos yod of gimel pomen. He says that ruach hatumma is a bas scheuren. What do you mean she's a bas scheuren? A ruach hatumma is a bas scheuren. Bas scheuren was the name which in the time of the Gemara, the language of people used, the language people used was that to describe something which is not bendable, it insists on certain standards, that insistence is called Baschoiren. And the Gemara even goes on. The Gemara says, Puch, that's a certain kind of medication. Ma'avir Basmeler. Now it's changing from Baschoiren to Basmeler. You see, that's what a Baschoiren means. A Baschoiren is somebody who's unbending in their demands. Doesn't have to be a real princess. Doesn't have to be anybody who's not an Eved. It has nothing to do with Eved and not Eved. It has to do with a certain attitude to life. Just like Koyma Zekufa is not the Metzias, but an attitude. They didn't stand for Koyma Zekufa, I must assume, because they didn't want to be Doifer Rak Le'ashchina. But they were. They weren't afraid anymore. They could face the world. And the truth is that in this area of Eved and not Eved, I think that this Yesod, that the words are used for attitudes, not only for the Metzias of the thing. That thing is. I think that look, what do we do with this pasuk in Baha? V'chiyomuch ochicho emoch v'nimkaloch loisa avoid boy avoid as eved. You're not allowed to do an avoidas eved with the eved. Avoidas eved, Rashi says, avoidas shel gnai, shehei nikar bo ke eved, shelo yoylech kelev acharav leves hamechetz, v'lo yina lo manolav. Don't make him do things which are not dignified. Don't treat him like an eved. Kesochre ketoshav yu emach. Let him be like with you like a sochre and a toshav. Not like an Eved. The Sophronos says very interestingly. In other words, he's an Eved for 6 years. But regard the years like six separate years, not a chunk of 6 years. A chunk of 6 years, that's Avdus. Yeah, but I don't want him to be an Eved. I don't want him to be an Eved. So regard the 6 years as six periods of yearly employment. Very, very interesting and very, very feeling. So what does the Torah do? You're buying an Eved. I'm not supposed to look at him as an Eved, so why call him an Eved? Here the Torah says, he's not allowed to do avoidas of it. So he's not allowed to do avoidas ever, so why call him an Eved? Call him a Socher, call him a Toshav, call him something, but don't call him an Eved. That's exactly what I'm not allowed to do. The Torah says, I think, see, because the emes is that an Eved Ivri is an Eved. It's so terrible that you can't even think about it. Yeah, v'im Adonav yiten lo isha, v'yolde lo ibonim avonai, so isha v'yiladeh t'yel Adonai. Oh, it says, so shiavad es rabba b'yayma v'layla. He's an Eved. There's an Issa in the Torah of the Yir Kodesh. You're not allowed to marry a Shifra. And here, like his Judaism is impaired. He is not only allowed, the Odom can force him to be with a Shifra. So he's not an Eved. The Torah says, I think that is possible. When the Torah says, don't make him do avoidas Eved, I think that what the Torah means, avdus, it means slavery. Don't treat him like a slave. But he's an Eved Ivri, meaning he does not have the Koyma Zekufa. He is toloy on somebody else. He can't have the attitude of Koyma Zekufa. And if he can't have the attitude of Koyma Zekufa, so then this terrible thing happens to him that the Torah says, no, nobody suggested that you should ganav. And now you have to live with that, and you have to be with the Shifra Knanis. In other words, we have to be so careful that when we deal with these expressions, we need to know, are we translating accurately? Now, freedom means something. I can sleep late in the morning, nobody can get me out of bed if I don't want to get out of bed, and nobody can tell me do this and do that. I'm free, I can do whatever I want. the land of the free. That's not what we're talking about, chelus. We're talking about chelus, talmus kufa, to face life fearlessly. Perhaps the translation should be, when we go to translate the Siddur or the Marza, and we say, "Vatitan lona Hashem elokeinu," as Yom Chakam Matzah says, "Zman Chiruseinu." Maybe we should translate it, yeah. And Ribbono Shel gave us this festival of God food, the time in which we were imbued with fearlessness to face the world and to face its challenges. That is what those words mean. And to translate it, a festival of matzahs, a time of our freedom, is terrible. Because all the people who will be soimach, their attitudes towards Pesach on the basis, I mean, you can't get better than praying in shul. So if that's what we're saying, so that's what it is. But it's not what it is. I don't know exactly what the Eitzah is, if you want to translate. But I think that that's how you would have to translate. Because it's very, very misleading. Freedom means something which is not meant over here. The land of the free, when an American sings the land of the free, and we talk English, and the translations are made for people who talk English, and when they talk English they accept the words as they are meant when they are used in daily conversation, and if they understand those words as they are used in daily conversation, so then that is what we hear, and that is not what it means. Cherus, remember the Chorim, it means royalty. Zman Cheruseinu means the time of our royalty. And that's really the answer to the question which I asked before. Why do the Mesakne HaTfilah, why do they use Cheruseinu? It doesn't appear in the Torah. Use Geula, use Deroya, use Chofshi. The Torah is because of the Torah. That is the only language which was available to them to express royalty. Chorim, royalty. Mamlechas Koyanim. That is what's linked in Chayrus. So freedom is not only a pale word which doesn't do justice to it. It's horrible. It's not what we're talking about. So it's time to be ba'ir a little bit, that we should enter Pesach with thoughtfulness, with knowing what we're doing when we're eating matzahs. And we know what we're doing when we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for giving us this Zman Cheruseinu. We have to act like royalty. It's not an easy avoider. Olam should help. Mirza Shem, my wife and I are going to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, like we do with our children in Bnei Brak. So I don't know whether the next couple of weeks there'll be a shir. I'll see if I can manage it over there, but it's much less easily done over there, so let's see what happens. But in the meantime, I want to wish everybody a Chag Kosher Sameach.